Welcome to It's My Health with Kristen Jeffers. I'm so glad you're here. If you're looking for health to be made simple with steps that you can follow and understand, you're in the right place. Let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back, friends. My husband and I just got back the other day from his grandmother's funeral. She ended up passing away when the last episode was published, the same day that dropped was the day she passed away. It's been a long week since I last recorded, finding out that she had passed, and then making plans to travel to Pennsylvania for her funeral, which was an 8-hour drive for us, making sure that my parents could watch our toddler and someone could keep an eye on our dogs and, you know, all the details that go with a last minute trip. Although we knew for a few weeks ahead of time that we were going to need to make it, just not knowing when, all those details. But what really stood out to me that I think is relevant to things I usually share here on the podcast was just the importance of family relationships, friendships, just being with other people in times like that and not being alone, not choosing to isolate. There are times to step away and process things on your own, step out and cry on your own, or, work out your emotions alone. But long term, to do that is not healthy. We need other people. And I know I've done an episode on how socializing improves our health, and especially for elderly people and that kind of thing. But I think this is a little bit different, especially when we're talking about dealing with our emotions of sadness, grief, maybe even depression. I know when I have slipped into some of the really dark moments emotionally, or days, weeks, months, however long, it's so easy to allow ourselves to become isolated, and our brain, and I will go as far as to say the devil, tells us that we're better off by ourselves. And that's just not true. We're so much more susceptible to mental struggles, emotional struggles, even physical issues when we choose to walk through those things alone, or we shut people out. And I'm very, very grateful that that was not the demeanor around his grandmother's death and funeral. There were actually more smiles than tears, I think, and even some laughter and joking and just so many good stories of her. And just to watch, I'm the in-law in this situation. And no one has ever purposefully made me feel like an outsider, but just to kind of watch that direct family unit from the outside a little bit, just come together and love on each other and support each other, and to especially watch my husband care for his mom. His dad is still here. He's still alive. He's still with us. But Jared and his mom just really have a special connection, especially emotionally. There was one point, and I'm probably going to cry. It's been a long week. There was one point while we were there, that she broke down. And I watched him walk up to her and just hold her and let her cry. And I've always said to him that I didn't understand how he became so good at handling female emotions or just being so good at comforting people and supporting people. And that aspect in him means a lot to me in our marriage, especially as he's walked through a lot of my anxiety. And I don't know that I've specifically dealt with depression, but days where I have been very negative minded and just struggling with those kind of things. But I've always told him it just amazes me how good he is at that. And it's always meant a lot to me. But to watch, to stand back and watch him care for her that way was like watching him walk up to me. And in that moment, I realized where he learned to do that. And it was just a very touching, moving kind of realization for me. To realize that whether or not she intentionally raised him or tried to teach him to be that kind of support, she accomplished that. Like, that's something she's given me as a gift in my marriage. And it's invaluable. It really is. And like I said, there were, I really, really, truly can say there were more light moments and laughter than, sadness or grief. Obviously it was there. We all cried and, tissues were well utilized, especially during her service, but, just to see the joy in the family of just being together. The night before the funeral, we had a dinner together with Jared's immediate family and his parents and his siblings and his uncle and cousin. And then his grandmother's sister-in-law lived in the same senior adult apartments, and her daughter was there, so Jared's second cousin. And it was just so neat to hear the stories and see the smiles, the laughter, to hear the other family members asking questions or when I would jump in and ask, okay, who are we talking about? Cause I'm the in-law. I don't know who all these people are. And then they explain, oh, that, that was so-and-so, they were related this way. Or, there was some story about, who this person was and how they were related or whether it was a friend or whatever. And even to hear the pastor share stories about grandma while he was performing the funeral. And he had not known her long. He was a newer pastor at the church where she had been. And but he just was so sweet and did such a good job. But just to walk through that as a group, and for there to be just such joy of being together, even though the circumstance was not one we would have chosen, was just so neat to me. And as Christians, the majority of why that is true for us is that we know we'll see her again. She's in heaven. She's no longer sick and in pain. She has a perfected body. She's seen the Lord. You know, and we know that we'll all be there with her one day, whether we die or the Lord returns before that and takes us to heaven and we don't see death. Like, no matter how that works, we have that assurance and that hope. And it was so tangibly evident this entire week. And it really did just make me ponder how important having people around you in life in general is, not just when you're grieving and when the unpleasant things happen, but Jared's family stayed in his grandma's apartment as they were cleaning it out, and Jared and I were able to stay upstairs with his great aunt in her apartment, and her daughter was there, so all four of us were in her tiny little apartment. And the first night we stayed up quite late talking, and Irma was just telling us stories about things that she and grandma and another one of their friends who had passed away a year ago would go out and do, and they'd go to church together. And she got talking about how she helps run people to different appointments, whatever, if they don't drive, but Irma still will drive. You know, they live in a small city. You know, so she's comfortable driving. She's not comfortable driving into larger cities, like when Grandma got taken to the larger hospital where she ended up passing away. You know, then someone brought Irma to see her there because she wasn't comfortable driving. But just hearing her talk about how she helps a lot of these other people who live in the apartments because they don't have anyone. And it was just sad to me that outside of the friends they've made in their apartment building, they don't have family to take care of them or to visit them. Or if they do, they choose not to, you know, be in contact or relationship with them. Even her daughter Susie was telling us about a lady in her neighborhood who their neighborhood got together to take care of because she was older and she didn't have family and she needed help because of health issues and mental issues she was having. But it was this whole complicated, if they helped her, she wouldn't qualify to get state assistance, although she needed it. She simply didn't qualify because they were helping take care of her. And it was so backwards to me, that this woman was basically being punished and not getting the resources she needed because her neighbors cared. The thought to me was just baffling, but this whole weekend just drove home to me how there are so many people who need love and affection and attention. And they thrive when they have it. We're social creatures. We're meant to receive love, to give love and care and encouragement, and for there to be, you know, hugs and handshakes and physical connections between people. You know, if you go as far as in marriage, you know, intimacy between a husband and wife, you know, those things were literally created in us, in our DNA. You know, that's one of the ways that we can improve our wellness on a physical and mental level. And to listen to the stories of these people who don't have that, and to listen to Jared's aunt talking about losing her husband 10 years ago, and his grandmother lived almost a full 20 years after her husband passed. And even Irma's younger daughter lost her husband somewhere between, I think, the last like 7 or 10 years. It's been a while. He just was gone one day. He'd had some complications in the past, but then something came up and they called the ambulance, and before they got there, he was gone. And to hear of people losing people who were so vital in their life, especially spouses, one, it makes me value my marriage so much more. And I do not take the value of my marriage lightly. If you follow me on social media, if you know me in person, you know I am obsessed with my husband, probably to the point of annoying people. I do not care. I do not apologize for that. I am obsessed with him. I have been since we got married, almost 7 years later. That hasn't changed at all. I will hold his hand. I will hug him. I will kiss him. I will stand next to him and make him wrap his arm around me. Like, I don't care where we are. You know, I keep it appropriate for the situation, but I do not apologize for physically loving on my husband or letting him do so to me in public. But it does just kick up that value in my mind, and even just make me thankful for the friends I have that I get to interact with, whether in person or you know, through a video chat or whatever. And honestly, most of my friends do not live locally, so for me, a lot of that interaction is online and video chats, but it still means much. And so many of them were messaging me and telling us they were praying for us and you know, thinking of us and just being there in any way they could, and it was so encouraging. So I want to just wrap up this kind of heart-to-heart chat with, find yourself some people who you can love on. If you don't have that kind of tribe around you, reach out and find some people. If you do have that tribe, be thankful for them and let them know what they mean to you. Saying the words about them after they're gone is great. It, you know, to let their family and whatever know that they meant a lot to you is great. We appreciated hearing those things from grandma's friends and neighbors and church members and that. But tell people today what they mean to you. What might that mean to them? And even if you do have those people, who are the people that you could reach out to and encourage? Who's someone who's alone that you could reach out to and support and just brighten their day? And not just their day, but their life. Build a lasting relationship. I am so challenged by how lonely and forgotten the previous generations are. I know we're busy and we live in a day where they kind of get left behind in technology and that, but find an older person who you can love on. Not all of us live near our grandparents. Jared and I don't live near, I mean, his grandmother just passed away as his last living grandparent. I still have 3 of my 4 here, but I don't live near them. I'm states away, and there's not a lot I can do in person, but the people who do reach out and help them, it means so much. So whose grandparent can we be that for? And even if they're not a grandparent, but whose mom, whose sister, whose brother, whose whatever, can we encourage? No matter their connection to other people, they alone themselves have value. So that's what's on my mind, my heart today. Just the value of human relationships and, yes, what they mean to us in a scientific, physical, health-related way, but also just because we're people. So go encourage someone this week, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks for being here every week. I love talking to you. If you're curious about my favorite essential oils and toxin-free products that I use in my own home every day, or you'd like to chat with me for a free health consultation, go to my website, kristenljeffers.com. Make sure that's Kristen with an E, and go to the Contact Me section. Fill out that form letting me know what you want to know more about, and I'm happy to reach out to you. I can't wait to get to know you better. Until next week.